You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in to the Hoffman Show on a Monday here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We got a lot of different stuff that's going on today. It is a wild sports day in that there's just a million things happening, and we are going to try to figure out the best way to talk about as many of them as we possibly can. We have the Mystics that we can talk about. They're off to a 2-0 start. We have Commanders news, kind of. We have the Commanders news is just RFK Stadium. Their team president talked about some stuff. We have some fun NFL projections that I know Linnell was talking about during the Russell show. We have the NBA playoffs, which were not as exciting this weekend as we would have hoped, just from a pure excitement level, although obviously we're going to have a great conference final. We got a little bit of everything today, Anthony. It's a potpourri of all things on a Monday. Are you fired up and ready to go?
I am indeed.
All right, we're going to start with the Mystics. Excellent. Good. Glad you're fired up. Glad you're ready to go. Seemed like there's a lot going on over there. Anthony's trying to fix his seat, trying to find some headphones. I feel like you just sank too low. And Anthony is now sitting in a chair that is like designed for a first grader sitting at a first grade size desk, but he's an adult sitting at a radio board. Good now?
All set? I think so. Yep.
Finally, okay. There's a lot of me and my ADD watching you fidget. We weren't going to get anywhere. The Mystics have gotten somewhere, Anthony. The Washington Mystics are 2-0. They're 2-0 with a very nice win opening night over Atlanta, and then a heck of a comeback win. They were in a big hole early against the Connecticut Sun yesterday, and they had 4 points like 8 minutes into the game and were able to put things together towards the back end of that first quarter, close down the lead, played well enough defensively to stay close, and then lo and behold, by the third quarter, like they're in a dogfight, and they closed out the game. And by they, I mean Brittany Sykes and Sonia Citron. But before that, Anthony, did you see my post about when this team got their second win last year? So if I pop quiz you on this, even though technically the answer is on the screen right now for anyone watching on YouTube, do you have the stream up, or do you just have me up without the graphic?
I do not have the stream up right now.
Okay, good. So I can ask you the pop quiz question. When did the Mystics get their second win in 2024? What date? If I tell you the season
started... The specific day?
Give me a rough guess. Like, they got it this year on May 18th. When did they get it last year?
I would say probably like... late June or early July. Like, we were terrible to start. What were we, like 0-10?
Yeah, then you. So 11? You remembered. They were 0-12 to start last year.
0-12, yeah, we were bad.
Their second win last year came on June 14th.
Goddamn.
June 14th. This year it came on May 18th. The funny thing was they went 0 of 12 and then they won 4 of 5 and then they went on another huge skid. But the big reason why they were so bad to start last year was they had no depth. And when they had some of their key players out, which Brittany Sykes got hurt right away, Shakira Austin got hurt pretty much right away, they had no one to come in and clean up. And this year, again, Shakira Austin misses game one, gets in a tiff with Marina Mabry because, of course, you think they were arguing over how much salt Marina puts on her food?
Probably not.
It's an inside joke for anyone that followed Unrivaled and specifically followed the players on Unrivaled of social media. Marina Mabry and her cooking was a whole thing. Anyway, no, they were fighting over a foul that Shakira committed, and Marina felt the need to stand up for a teammate. And Shakira told her in exactly these words, one of them I'm going to omit because I don't feel like getting fired today. Back the word I'm omitting up. And double T. And then Shakira got her second technical from the bench later and gets ejected. So basically no Shakira Austin for two games. Aliyah Edwards, low back contusion. We'll see if she's back on Wednesday. And at the end of this game against Connecticut, after she had been nails down the stretch against Atlanta, Brittany Sykes fouls out. And who comes to save the day, Anthony, other than the rookies? And I think, you know, we'll talk about this more coming up. We're going to do a little W opening weekend action talk, including, yes, we will reference the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese foul that happened and made First Take producers everywhere very excited. But there's something happening in the league where for years and years and years and years and years, rookies just stunk in the WNBA because the league was such a jump from college basketball. And I think in part due maybe to NIL, although in the women's game, players didn't leave early, but you are getting these really high concentrations of talent at big schools. So you have that element. And just, I think, the evolution of the game. I think we are finally getting women's basketball players who were invested in at the youth levels, which for years, the youth levels and the women's side were underfunded and college programs were underfunded. And so now we're getting, I mean, it wasn't that long ago to the point that the player, Sedona Price, who she wound up going undrafted this year for totally unrelated reasons. But like Sedona Price, who got drafted this year, was the one who sent out the tweet in 2020 or 2021 in the bubble of like, hey, look at our weight room compared to the men's. And it was like that little hotel room stack of weights and the men had like 18 squat racks. So like the funding and the resources available, you invest in the game, you see what happens. So now you have Sonia Citron coming in as the third overall pick and she's ready to play. Kiki Arifin coming in, I don't know if Kiki was anticipating starting or if they were anticipating her starting as the fourth overall pick behind Edwards and Austin. She comes out and has 17 and 14 and just does work. Aliyah was really solid last year. You know, obviously, Caitlin, different level. Angel, what she did last year, different level. I'm sure that while Paige had a struggle opening night, like Paige Beckers is going to come out and play really well. And you're just seeing more rookies, more young players ready to play. And luckily for the Mystics, that includes the two they've got this year. It'd be great if Georgia was out there too, because I definitely think you see some times where they could use a little bit of help at point guard. But what Sony's doing, man, and Kiki on Sunday, they got a squad, bro. Not that they're going to compete, not that they're going to be amazing. But I also, like, they have their pick and Chicago's pick in next year's draft. I wouldn't want to have to make a bet on which pick is higher because I truly think that Washington can compete night in, night out with most teams in this league. They're facing New York's going to be really hard. Facing Indiana is going to be really hard. And they have a 4-game stretch coming up where they play those two teams back to back twice. So it's like Indiana, New York, which feels cruel, but outside of those two teams, like I could see them competing with anybody on most nights, and even those teams, they'll find a way because of how they play and some of the young pieces that they've got.
Yeah, I didn't expect the rookies to hit the ground running this fast and this hard. But at the same token, like, this is the youngest team in the WNBA, and they're going to have ample opportunity to go out there and play. And I'm glad, you know, Sydney's allowing them to, you know, play through everything, to be honest. And to be honest, their transition, their adjustment to the WNBA hasn't been that bad. I know Sonya did get hit by BG in the preseason, and, you know, that was her welcome to the W moment.
By the way, A-plus Instagram caption from the Mystics. They put up some of Sony's highlights, and they go, "Dear WNBA," or the WNBA had their welcome to Sonya Citron moment.
Is it after she hit the shot?
No, just like all those, like a collection of her highlights. But she had a couple of highlights, including she basically the game-clinching shot. She's hit clutch free throws. I mean, she's out there guarding some of the best players in the league. I mean, against Atlanta, like, she's given Alisha Gray all she can handle. And she's obviously got reinforcements, like Slim's a Defensive Player of the Year candidate always. But, like, they're putting Sony out there on some of the best guards and saying, hey, kid, hold up. And she's like, okay, I just go play basketball now. And this it just looks like it does at Notre Dame for her, which is crazy.
Yeah, she was on Mabry at the end of yesterday's game due to Slim fouling out and also being in foul trouble. Yeah. But she just did what she was supposed to do, stay in front of the defender. So big shout out to them. I do hope Slim continues to play at this level and
she's
that she stays healthy.
Amazing
because
ball.
She is an all-star in this league, dog. She is an all-star, and she's gone out there and she's shown it. So let's go Mystics, 2-0, baby.
Yeah, I mean, the shot creation from Brittany, both for herself and for others, her ability to find. She's such a like, I don't know how to say it other than she's a funny player. Like, I sometimes laugh watching her because she just is so unique with how she moves around the court. Her movements are can be herky-jerky, but also so incredibly smooth. Sometimes it feels like at the same time. Steph's hitting shots. Like, they got people. That's it. The last thing, too, about the Mystics is the pace they play at. Like, one of the ways you can mitigate some of the – this is a really grimy, grinded-out, tough league where – teams are running all kinds of different stuff and you gotta talk and communicate and that stuff gets really hard for young players. Just get out there and run. And like, that's how they want to play anyway. They want to play fast, but letting Kiki and Sony and Slim and all of them use their athleticism. And that's not going to change when Shakira is back and when Aaliyah is back. They've got so many players who can handle the ball. They have so many players who can hit, you know, space out and hit threes. They have good cutters. Like, that is a really great way to play for this team. And the fact that they had the scoring struggle they did in the first quarter yesterday, where it was legitimately, I want to say there was like 2:30 or something left on the clock in the first quarter, so almost 8 minutes in the game, and I think they had 4 points. It was
bad. Yeah, it was
bad.
18-4.
It was bad. And they scored 90-plus. Like, that is in a 40-minute game.
We only had 60 at the end of the third, so we put up 30 in the fourth.
They got cooking. And so that is it. Not only are they better than people expected, they are also very fun.
WNBA, are they better than what you expected?
We're going to find out. They're okay. Actually, no, right? I think that there's an opportunity for them to start 3-0 based off their schedule. Like, Atlanta was going to be tough. I don't think Connecticut's very good. Golden State's not very good as the expansion team. But, like, are you going to go 0-4 against Indiana and New York? Because I would expect you to based off the level of those two teams versus your level.
Yeah.
But if you show me you can compete with those two teams, especially this early when how veteran they are and how not veteran you are, like that would then really show me something. So I'm excited for that. Next Wednesday, 28th, they play the Fever in Baltimore. They're going to the bigger arena with Capital One under construction. And then Friday, they host the defending champs at home at Care First Arena. All right, when we get back, the rest of the weekend in the W, and why I don't really want to talk about this Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark latest flagrant foul.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You'll hear from new Commanders President of Business Operations, Mark Klaus, coming up at 4:30. He was speaking on a panel and talking about the new RFK Stadium. So that's coming up in just a little bit. Also, today's top story, newsiness-wise, we're going back to the weekend and the Orioles firing their manager. Chelsea James wrote a great column about it in the Washington Post, and Chelsea's going to join us coming up at 5 for Not My Beat. So we're a little all over the place today. But, Anthony, the talk of the sporting world this weekend was that Angel Reese got fouled by Caitlin Clark and they called a flagrant and Angel wasn't happy about it. And then after the game, they both said, let's move on. And then nobody did. Why? I honestly thought about just not talking about it at all, because it's okay to not have a reaction to something that is ultimately a basketball play. And I'm not going to play dumb and not pretend like I don't understand why people talk about it. But the reason is because sometimes media is a self-eating machine of stupidity and we can't help ourselves. And if we all just went, yeah, it was a basketball play. It happened in a game where the bigger thing is, wow, Indiana looked great and Chicago looked like booty, then we could have basketball discussions as opposed to, do Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese hate each other? No, they don't. But they're both highly competitive individuals. And Caitlin, I thought the foul was, it was a good hard foul in 1988 in the NBA. It's called a foul. And anything after that, from like the 90s on, they got this flagrant thing that they invented, and it's a flagrant. And, it probably actually didn't even call it a flagrant until like 2008 or something like that, when they started to get a little more sensitive on what is flagrant and really getting into the definition of it. And if you see the reverse angle and there's a little bit of extra push from Caitlin and you want to call it a flagrant, fine. I would have been perfectly fine with it just being a common foul. And Angel's reaction doesn't help. Aaliyah Boston does the right thing and steps in. Caitlin also does the right thing, stepping in and being like, I will pay your fine, Aaliyah. Thank you for being the big who stood up for her guard. And then you move on, because that's how basketball goes. And this happens all the time. And just because it happens with these two doesn't mean that we need 1,000 think pieces or every village idiot going, hey, hey, look at me. And then the rest of us going, hey, village, come get your idiot. He got out again.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell, like, you're not happy about the discourse surrounding Angel and Caitlin.
Well, it's also just like, so it happens, right? And I go on social media and everyone's like, oh, first take producers are so excited. And I'm like, you could just be like, good hard foul, move on. Like, we don't have to anticipate the outrage because that just encourages the stupid outrage machine to get going at full speed.
Do you think the refs upgrading the foul also sort of kind of amplified the, you know, the reality of the situation?
No, it was a hard foul. It was a definitive, like, hard foul. Angel's not a great free throw shooter. So in that situation, if you're Caitlin, like, that's the right play. And you make the right play. And Angel, I also, like, but here's the thing, Anthony. Like, I'm going to call him out. He probably wants attention, but whatever. He's already getting it. Like, Robert Griffin III saying the world's dumbest stuff about this.
Oh, my God.
As a guy who played in the NFL is so embarrassing for him. So thoroughly embarrassing as a human being to not understand what it means to be a competitor when you play professional football. Like, what is wrong with you, bro? Like, are you that desperate for attention? Maybe, which would confirm the worst thing people think about you since you were here playing quarterback, that you're really just in it for the attention. Like, Anthony, if we were playing on opposite teams in 5-on-5, and you fouled me like Caitlin fouled Angel, one, I'd be really ticked off because it's like, yo, we're playing pickup. Like, what are you doing? Let's pretend like we were in a competitive game. And by the way, I really like Anthony. This isn't, we don't have fun just on the radio as professionals, and then we get in the breaks and we actually hate each other. Like, no, Anthony is my friend, genuinely my friend. And if he fouled me like Caitlin fouled Angel, I would get up and I'd be like, yo, what was that? Like, don't push me. Don't push me in the back. And that's the thing, is like, it can look a certain way on video, but Angel felt that hand in her back. She felt that. And if she gets up and is like, don't push me, like, I've done that to people that I'm friends with playing pickup. Like, you fouled me a certain way, and I'm like, yo, don't do that. Like, that you're gonna, like, that's not how we do things. That's not how you play. And the referee stepped in, and your teammates step in, and then it's a moment in heated competition, and then cooler heads prevail, and you go, hey man, sorry, we're good. Like, you good? I'm good. Okay, cool. Let's move on. Let's go have ice cream after. Like, it's competition. It's fine. They're allowed to be competitive. Men, women, whatever. Like, stop making it about anything more than it was. And, like, I actually hate that. Like, my real intention, you asked me a follow-up question, and then I couldn't help myself. So I'm now guilty of the thing. I'm now guilty of the thing. But, like, I genuinely just wanted to be like, yep, there was a foul. It was a basketball play. Everyone's talking about it. Weird bit. And, like, talk about other stuff. Because that is how not much of an issue this is. And there will be, if I were to post this segment on YouTube, which I might not, I don't even know. But like, there's going to be a million comments that are just people outing themselves on what they already thought of Angel Reese, or what they already thought of Caitlin Clark, or they already thought of the discourse. Nobody's changing their mind. Nobody's acting responsibly. Nobody's doing, like, it's just an excuse for people to get off takes that they already have, that they don't feel comfortable saying when there's not some kind of spark. And that should tell us everything we need to know, including that those people know nothing about basketball.
Yeah. I think you summed it up perfectly, to be honest.
Great. The Fever look really good.
Yes, they did.
The Sky look like it's one game. We're not going to overreact to one game. But, buddy, do they need some guards. My God.
I think they would have preferred. I mean, maybe it's too early, but I think they would have loved that they had kept their third overall pick and been able to get Sonya. But I digress.
Yeah, well, we'll see how Sony does against Caitlin. Her first pro matchup against her in a couple, or I guess a week from Wednesday. Yeah,
yep.
When they come to Baltimore. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, dang. Sony's going to have Caitlin, Sabrina back-to-back. And, like, if you're not on Caitlin, you know, and Slim takes the Caitlin assignment, then you get Kelsey Mitchell. But, like, the addition of Diawana Bonner, like, they are Indiana's for real.
They love it.
And they're going to be much better, I think, defensively. They held Chicago. Look, Chicago does not have a lot of offense, but they held them to 58. 58.
Yeah.
That is gross. Also, you know, Angel looked a lot better finishing than Unrivaled, and then she did the whole let's boink the ball off the bottom of the basket bit again a lot. So yeah. Hopefully that was a one-game thing, and she can get some finishing straightened out. I'd say the other thing that I noticed from Indiana watching this game, Aaliyah Boston spent the offseason figuring out how to pick and pop, and her range is now at the three-point range, and she looks a little more mobile. And, you know, last year there was a little bit of clunkiness with the fit with Clark in Boston, and now they look so fluid together. And you're like, they're going to murder people.
Yeah. It's going to be a little scary. They give me, like, Deron Williams and Carlos Boozer vibes on the pick and roll.
Oh, what a shout that is.
Nice. I think it looked good.
That's good. I haven't thought, like, the only times I've thought of Carlos Boozer recently is because his kid could be a wizard next year.
Oh, that too.
Deron Williams, when Deron Williams was good, what a player that dude was.
Top three point guard in the league.
Yeah. The other notable game of the weekend, contender-wise, the Liberty absolutely smoked the Aces, and Asia Wilson looked incredible. Like, she was super efficient. I think she looks better. I've forgotten how good she was last year, and she was the best player in the league last year. But she had like a quickness and a fluidity to some of her guard stuff where like her handling the ball just looked a little bit tighter. And I was like, oh, cool. She can do that now too. So that's good for the Aces. But if Jewel Lloyd is cooked, they are in trouble. Meanwhile, Kelsey Plum looked amazing in L.A., dropped 37, highest ever in a WNBA season opener. That actually broke the record that Nafisa Collier, the length looked really good. It set earlier that day, I believe it was. She scored 34. So fun opening weekend in the W. Liberty looked great. Fever looked great. Lynx looked great. Those are probably your top three teams. And then we talked about the Sticks off the top of the show. When we get back, though, here on the Team 980, the Commanders' new team president, Mark Klaus, gave one of his first public appearances at a panel over the weekend and had a few things to say about the upcoming RFK Stadium, assuming it all gets through city council and such. You'll hear from him, and we'll take some calls on what we hear next here on The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Today at an economic forum, and Anthony, what was the name of this forum again? Let's give it its proper shout out here.
He spoke at the Economics Club in DC today.
Okay, so the Economics Club in DC, shout out to you for your video and audio here. Mark Klaus, the new president of the Commanders, who was previously at Nabisco and Kraft and Campbell's, which Nabisco, I believe, is one of their brands, or he was at Nabisco previously. All I know is John Kime was tweeting Anthony about how when he was at Nabisco, he was one of the people who helped introduce many of the new flavors of Oreos.
Yes, sir. I love the vanilla one.
Very important man here. But now he's with the Commanders, and he talked about what is coming at RFK. And he specifically was asked about the kind of stadium that the Commanders are going to build, and this was his answer.
Through a lot of arm wrestling, there is a roof on the stadium, and I think that's going to enable us to bring, you know, 30 to 40 world-class events. I mean, we will be the only roofed facility of this side in the Mid-Atlantic, and so, you know, whether that's Taylor Swift or the Final Four or any WWE wrestling fans out there, WrestleMania could come, but we are going to be able to host everything that's in the city on a national stage. And because of that roof, it gives us a chance to actually create a pipeline of jobs and development.
So that's interesting on a number of fronts. One, I think most people listening right now care about this most as purely Commander fans. And sure, you might have other interests, and whether that's sports or not sports, you know, we're going to take your calls here in a second about what you feel about this. So you can go ahead and start lining up on the phones if you want at 301-230-0980. Now that it has been put forth as officially as can be without seeing the official proposal that city council will be voting on, but it is pretty clear from comments from Harris, comments from Mayor Bowser, and now put fairly straightforward by Mark Klaus that after some arm wrestling, a roof is the plan. How do you feel about that, knowing that, okay, that means no cold weather games, it means whatever else it means for you as a Commanders fan? As a pipeline for business, there's no doubt it's the best play, because ultimately the ability to host events year-round puts you up for more events. One, you could host the Super Bowl more often. Like, yes, they might give you a one-off like they did in New York, and they got really, really, really lucky with New York because it literally snowed the day after, like torrential snows, the day after the Super Bowl in New York, however long ago that was at this point. But they were fine during the game, and we're able to get that thing off without a hitch. But if you're Washington and you're submitting a bid, you're going to get a Super Bowl as soon as the thing is done, basically, because they almost always give Super Bowls to new stadiums. But then, you know, could 7 years later, you be back in the mix for another one if things go well here the first time around, because you do not have to worry about the potential for weather. And that is one of the criteria that the NFL obviously is going to look at. I mean, they've given Minnesota Super Bowls. It's like, yeah, during the week it might be cold, but we know we're going to have an awesome atmosphere for the game, and we're going to have ideal conditions for the game. And that opens up that possibility. Also opens up the possibility for the Women's World Cup final in 2031. If there are other things like that that come through, Olympics potentially, like you now have a stadium that could host Olympic track in the region. Like that is huge. And that could be, you know, obviously that would be in the summer, but you're helping your cause there of, okay, there's not gonna have to get rescheduled because of rain, anything like that. So you're all of those. But when he says 30 to 40 events, we're not just talking about 30 to 40 events over the lifetime of the stadium. Like, the hope is 30 to 40 events a year of massive size and scope. So we're talking about, if it's 40, or I guess really if it's somewhere, it's like 35 out of 52 weeks per year. That's like an event two out of every 3 weeks on average. So we're talking concerts. We're talking exhibition soccer matches. We're talking college football games. We're talking, you know, could they do another track? You know, they've got this like Grand Slam track that's happening now. Now I think that's smaller venues. You know, they're doing it up at like University of Penn in Philly, but they've also done it in some bigger stadiums. Could that potentially be it? Especially if they need to dry run how track would work ahead of DC potentially getting an Olympics in the future. So there's a lot of potential things you could do here year round, that the stadium having a roof provides you cover for. And again, is it going to actually be two out of every 3 weeks? No. If Beyonce's in town and does three nights, or Taylor Swift is in town and it does three nights, or AC/DC is in town and does three nights, okay, that's going to tack on the average. Plus, they're hoping to get, you know, 10 football games minimum, plus up to two or three home playoff games as well. So that is something that clearly is on the plans. But that kind of regularity, I guess, to land this plane on the business pipeline side of it, that kind of regularity also allows for people to have more regular jobs at the stadium. You're not just a seasonal employee. Hey, you work security, you work a concession stand, you work this, you work that. You have more consistency around these events, and perhaps there's even chances to do some more salaried work and get people like the kind of job they can live off of, not just a really nice second job that's 10 Sundays in the fall, or in the Commanders' case, now that they're good and playing all over the place, 7 Sundays, 2 Mondays, and a Thursday. So the question I have for you, though, on the phones at 301-230-0980 is more, I guess, for the Commanders fans, and specific to the Commanders, but you're all well-rounded people. So in total, what do you think of the roof of a roof on the new RFK Stadium. If we accept the fact that it's coming, that this thing's going to get passed, and it's going to have a roof, what do you make of it? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number, and we're taking your calls next on The Hoffman Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. I guess no one's got opinions on the roof, Anthony. We got zippy calls.
Nada mucho.
Nada. So instead, it's time for the Weekend in Review, brought to you by
Craig. I told you this on Friday, and I think I told you this last Monday. Nobody.
Well, on Friday you told me the Weekend Preview is brought to you by nobody, which is different than the Weekend in Review.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So if anyone out there who's a potential sponsor has been thinking, I want to do the preview or the review, but I don't want to have to do both. Now you know. Maybe right. That's been the problem all along. Maybe now we'll get someone to sponsor this silly thing.
There it is.
So we got a little Formula One, a little Spirit in a second. My own personal interest, and lots of other people who like them too. In a second, but Anthony, the big thing that we haven't had a chance to talk about and don't have space for elsewhere in the show is the NBA. And you know, we don't want to make it necessarily a full segment. We just want to talk about it a little bit because, like, what are you supposed to say? The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the ever living crap out of the Denver Nuggets yesterday in Game 7. That's it. That's all. And on Friday night, the Celtics-Knicks was much of the same. The Knicks just absolutely pants the Celtics. And there's not a lot to say about it. It's one of those things where the better teams, as currently constructed, obviously the Celtics without Jason Tatum. We also find out that Jaylen Brown's apparently been, like, we now know why Jaylen Brown wasn't very good in the playoffs. He had a torn meniscus. Like, oh, okay. That explains a lot. You didn't know that, Anthony? You missed that report over the weekend?
Oh, my God. This dude's playing on a torn meniscus? He's crazy.
I believe I saw that. Jaylen Brown meniscus.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Had a partial meniscus tear.
Still, so, if it's partially torn, I'm not playing. I'd rather it, you know, recover and, what?
Yeah, during the final months of the season is the report.
Oh, so, that's the knee injury he was dealing
with. Yeah, so he's been not as good down the stretch, and it's like, yeah, he was playing on a torn meniscus. So the Knicks, just significantly better team at that point with no Tatum and a very banged up Brown. And Kristaps Porzingis was never himself. And so you're kind of like, okay, I guess Jrue Holiday and Derek White are our best players. And they did a great job in game six, but game six, not so much. That was it. That was all. And down they went. And then yesterday, it was close for a while. Early, and Denver jumped out to a lead, in fact, early.
Yes,
and
they
did.
And
by the way, they did it with the help of Aaron Gordon, who, like, Gordon's such a perfect NBA player in so many ways. A dude who went second overall in the draft behind Kyrie Irving in 2011. And when you say, oh, top two guy, and you're like, oh, well, he's been a disappointment because he never was a superstar. Like, if you're the number two pick, you'd be like, oh, you should be an all-star, superstar. But sometimes it's just not how it goes. But Aaron Gordon has been a really good sub-all-star, amazing role player for a decade. And he deserves, like, again, not a Hall of Fame guy, not an all-star, like, just a really good basketball player. And he's out there on a grade 2 hamstring strain, meaning he cannot sprint. If he sprints, his hamstring is effed. And he's out there being a contributing player. But ultimately, like, they don't get enough help from other places. You know, Murray doesn't have the greatest day. We're talking about Jokic not having a full-on Jokic day. And Oklahoma City just absolutely blasts Denver out of the building. And now I think Denver's got to look internally and say, you know, what are we going to do? And this is why every single summer, you know, we get to the end of the regular season. It's like, how will these teams improve? And we don't think creatively enough because you're like, oh, Denver. I mean, maybe Denver this year, you knew, might have to go through some stuff and might do some significant roster changing because they fired their coach and their GM. And so, okay, that one's a little more predictable. But if I had told you in February, hey, Denver might blow it up around Jokic at the end of the season, and everything could be on the table, you would have been like, that seems crazy. They won a championship a few years ago. But I would say basically nothing would surprise me this offseason with the Denver Nuggets outside of them unloading Nikola Jokic, which would be so incredibly stupid, yet still the second dumbest trade of the NBA season because Luka Doncic did get traded to the Lakers.
Yeah, that would be insane. I don't think we're ready for that.
And the only reason Doncic is dumber, by the way, is because Doncic is younger. Jokic is the best player on the planet right now, bar none.
Yeah, no question. But yeah, you talk about the Nuggets and the others. Julian Strother, who had an insane game six, nowhere to be found. And then you talk about Michael Porter, you talk about Aaron Gordon.
Porter's got to go, bro.
Yeah, I mean, both of them were, like, banged up, though. Like, Porter, his shoulder, his, you know, he had a lot going on.
Yeah, just he's supposed to be good at one thing, and he's not.
Yeah.
And I would let someone else have the knot.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would be trying to replace him with someone who is more reliable or less expensive and replace him by committee because I can't, if I'm Denver, I can't do the thing. Like, Aaron Gordon, I would keep Gordon. I would keep Jokic. I would keep Murray. And see if we can get more out of that. But if you're like, the only way we can get something better is by trading Murray, then you have to think about it. Just that's a high bar to get something better than Jamal Murray.
Yeah. And I think also when you just look at the Nuggets, they lost a lot, a couple of more role players. They lost the KCPs of the world. They lost the Bruce Browns of the world. Like, and you look at a team like the Indiana Pacers, who's relying on their depth. And I think that's more so what the Nuggets were missing this year. They didn't have the guys that they could rely on. The guys that they've drafted the last couple of years haven't been able to step up. You talk about Julian Strother. You also talk about Peyton Watson. These are guys they took hoping to, you know, develop into something so that you could move off the Bruce Browns and the KCPs, and they never amounted to much. So I think more so they got to, you know, take a look at themselves too in terms of.
Well, their GM got fired, so they already did that look, and they decided they didn't like what they saw.
Yeah.
So, the other thing about them, and I thought Richard Jefferson, Doris Burke, and Mike Breen did a great job of talking about this on the broadcast, is they're just not athletic enough. And especially, you know, you go the league goes through phases, and it went from like, we got to beat LeBron to we have to beat these Warriors teams. And now if Oklahoma City's the next team that teams are going to try to be building themselves around defeating in the Western Conference, you have got to be athletic. And outside of Christian Brown, they're just not. And Jokic is athletic in his own right, the way he can ignite a break with his passing, and he presents other problems inside. But in totality around Jokic, they need dudes who can run, and they need dudes who can guard guys who can run, and they don't have that right now. And so unless you're going to lean into being this like 1980s build around the post player, which that's not even who Jokic is. Like, Jokic is out handling the ball at the 3-point line. Obviously he can post up, but unless you're going to do something crazy and just try to super zig, but you still have to guard. And that's the thing, is I just don't think there's a team that can guard at the level you need to. All right, quickly, other things in the weekend review. We should probably come back to some NBA offseason, keep building or blow it up. We should play that game. Because I think Boston's in a really interesting place, by the way. We didn't even talk about them. So we'll do that maybe tomorrow on the show. But as Anthony furiously writes it down in the rundown so we don't forget. Good man. Also, the Spirit tied 3-3 this weekend. One of the most frustrating games I've seen. I left that game, Anthony, Audi Field Saturday night with a stress headache. Legitimately.
We should have won that game then.
Yeah. Just bizarre sequences of events. Their defense is not good right now. Also, Danielle Chesky is one of the worst referees in sports. And she has been since I can remember covering this silly league. And it'd be really cool if she stopped refereeing NWSL games. Dear NWSL, you want more mainstream media engagement? There you go. Hope you're happy. Max Verstappen's still the best Formula One driver on the planet. It's very annoying, but he won at Imola. Great day for Ferrari after a terrible Saturday of qualifying. They finished fourth and sixth. Lewis Hamilton just off the podium in his first race for Ferrari in Italy. All right, that is what else happened this weekend outside of the Nats and Orioles. And we save that because we're going to talk actually more on the Orioles side next. They fired their manager this weekend. Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post, their national baseball writer, joins us to discuss next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.